Yeah, 12 million, 12 million something.
So a 50% increase.
Yeah. So if there's any, does anyone have any particular questions about any particular program?
I don't. Anyone else?
Sure. I'm having a real good day. I left the recorder home, then I forgot to hit record. Could you just state for the record that the meeting started at 1 o'clock and the vote was taken with the motion made by Commissioner Taylor and Paul Cousins, which I just stated anyway on here for that. And the vote was unanimous. That way we've got it on the record.
Do I need to say that?
No, I'll just say so stated.
So stated.
Okay.
Chair rules that passive.
Please throw some cold water on me every once in a while.
Say, is this, I'm having a bad Gary Zabriskie day?
Yes, it's Monday on a Tuesday.
Very good. And so were there any other discussions we had about those budget revisions or the budget in general? If not, we'll move to the next portion, which is to provide recommendation to the steering committee to approve final budget revisions for fiscal year 2023 budget. And so if there's no other discussion, I'll have that.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Do I need to also say that we have a quorum?
That would be good.
Okay, yeah. We have a quorum today.
They're on video, so we can see the quorum. Seriously.
That's so Paul, though.
I like being off.
Yeah. Right there. The camera makes it look like I'm having a bad hair day.
First gold profits.
Set like the back.
Okay, so we've discussed 2023. Now let's get into fiscal year 2024, also presented by Allison.
Okay, so fiscal year FY 2024, as on the summary page, the first page, we take the final budget from FY 2023 and put that in here, and then the net change over to the new budget. It went up $918,060, and most of that is attributable to a new program that we received on page 53. It's the Street Safety for All. That is $1,250,000 is the budget. $1,100,000 is contract pass-through fees. So the $150,000 is what we have for admin and unallocated expenses, so our contingencies. So basically, the increase in the budget for FY 2024 is attributable to that. Mm-hmm. And then the regular differences between, we do have most of all the same programs. So nothing earth-shattering.
Street Safety for All. Now, is that concentrated in any particular county, or how's that?
Washington.
Yeah, that's Washington County. We brought it up a couple of months ago with the full steering committee to kind of know that we just received that grant. Yeah. And Cedar City also received one too.
I think they're going to do a combined county and the municipality of
So the $1 million comes from the federal government, local participation, which is the council of governments, the county COG. I'm not sure what that stands for. That's the $200,000, and then the state's contributing the $25,000. Then the MPO is also contributing $25,000. So that's where that money comes from. We do have some new human services grants. And they basically are replacing some of the COVID money. We have a Utah Cap diaper grant that is for poverty, for children in poverty. And so we're going to get pallets of diapers soon to, I'm not sure how it works. Kim could probably tell you better if you're interested in that. And then an affordable connectivity program is new, which is to help people in poverty somehow get internet access. And I think those are the new ones.
Are there any programs winding down?
Some of the COVID programs.
The natural hazard mitigation
plan. Yes, that wound down.
And by the way, congratulations to the town of Alton and the town of Cannonville. They are the final two to adopt every single community, town and city, and all the counties in our region. 44 jurisdictions adopted the plan by resolution. Wow. We're the only region that had everyone adopt that. So now, when they do a notice of funding availability for pre-disaster mitigation, you're all eligible for applying. And that could be anywhere from a 25% match, which is for most cities and counties, for the natural hazard mitigation that you do, up to a 90% grant match. In other words, they would provide 90% of the cost for small impoverished communities. And we've got a lot of those, and could be as much as a 90% grant on there. So,
well, that's
congratulations. Yeah, it was.
And it's kind of the first time I've sponged in the knowledge that we have 44 municipalities or jurisdictions within the five county area.
Yep.
Another new program also is within the CED community development. It's broadband planning. And that's new to us. Also, local administrator will be. It's not in this budget because we didn't have the details yet, but that will be coming on during fiscal year, the local administrator. And then you asked about winding down. We have some emergency rental assistance that's through CARES Act funding that will be gone. Kim, that's like this fall, right?
December, yeah.
Yeah, in December. And what else is that? Is the CSBG CARES Act, that'll be gone also too?
Yeah, well, it's gone in September.
Okay, so there's a few CARES money out there that will be used up finally.
Thank you.
So the health insurance went down?
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a fancy negotiation.
We switched from Select.
Oh, to United.
To United. They also gave us an implementation credit. And I mean, they're out there wanting our business.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
All of
them. Mostly there, everybody's going up there.
Our last meeting, 18% increase.
Yeah, yeah. So next year it'll be big.
Well, I like the fact that you didn't go stay with the ones because they didn't give you their best.
So I tell
to begin with.
To begin with.
So
that was,
I think you sent a clear message there that says, you know what, we want our business. We want the best job. We don't want you to just play the game.
Stop playing us.
Well, I hope through that knowledge, Commissioner, that you as counties can kind of says, hey, give us the best right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we can pass that on to our constituents too. Hey, we got you a good deal. We're guarding your money jealously. So for item number six, it does provide recommendation to steering committee to approve the fiscal year 2023, but I'm thinking it probably means 2024.
That's the yes, thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, can I ask just one more question about the travel? Mm-hmm. 4 to 6,000.
Yes.
What does that entail?
Okay, so you know how I think last year we talked about how I just budgeted a small amount for travel because we charge the programs as they use the cards. They go through and we charge those programs a certain amount, and then so that usually it would cover all of our expenses for the travel. But since the gas prices have gone up extremely, also we purchased two new cars for our fleet.
This isn't a travel to go to a conference.
No,
it's a car.
Actual travel, like everyone's traveling around. Yeah,
transportation.
We used the fleet.
Okay.
So not only the gas prices went up, we bought the two new cars. So that amount was a little overstated for FY23 because of, you know, the down payments we paid on the cars, then the lease payments, the gas prices, the fuel, all of that. But I carried it over to the new year because I'm not sure what's going to happen, you know, going forward. So it might be a little overstated on the new budget because we're not planning to buy any more cars. But who knows what's, you know,
yeah,
the fuel's going to cost us.
Sure.
Well, and we might have to look at something with the new local administrator program that will be coming on, because we will want them going out to a lot of the communities.
Right.
So.
But I wonder if that would be allowed in their program.
Yeah, I don't know. That.
I don't know.
But I just wanted you to be aware that's something I'm looking at, because once a car is gone for the day, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And this includes, not travel, but this includes employees' increases in here as well?
Yes, 7% COLA.
7%?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if going forward, you know, we can do that. But I mean, because it really stretches some of those budgets to do that. And so, yeah.
Okay.
But it does include this, yes.
Okay.
And just for the record, this... the Finance Steering Committee met, I believe, last week and went over some of this stuff. And I know not everyone was able to be in attendance, but it was good to have it presented in a longer format. And this, we're kind of rushing it a little bit. But,
yeah.
So do we need to adopt an amended agenda because of that little typo, or is that non-substantive?
It's non-substantive because... That's the two items, and then at the steering committee, it's going to be the same two items as well. It was just an inadvertent typo.
Okay. Are there any more discussions about this or questions? Okay, then I will entertain a motion.
I'll move. Second.
So we have a motion to provide recommendation to steering committee to approve fiscal year 2024 budget, and I'll call for the vote.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. And are there other items that we should discuss today?
It's going to have Gary maybe in steering or here, but kind of a building update.
Yeah, we had to give it here. We did put our project out for bid. We had a mandatory pre-bid meeting. We had Precision Development and Bud and Haas come into the pre-bid meeting, gave them a tour with the architect of all the elements of the project. They both bid the project. We opened the sealed bids last Friday. Was it Friday? No, last Tuesday. Yeah, a week ago Tuesday. And Bud and Haas was the low bid at $819,000. The other bid was $906,000. And so we're going to go with Bud and Haas. They also had a timetable that they could complete this. If they started in early July, they'd be done 2 weeks before Christmas. The other one was going to go into much into next year because of other commitments that they had, but they were $100,000 more. We do have the funds available to do the project, some local funds that we have that used to be our revolving loan fund dollars that are local funds that we will commit to it for this community development. So it's eligible to be used for that. And so we're going to be awarding a bid shortly or before that, given notice to proceed. We're waiting for some permitting things through the city first before we do that.
So how much did CIB give you?
$739,560.
So about $100,000 short.
$79,000. Yeah, it was. Yeah. We were fortunate. That was not bad to be that order.
Could have been higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're saying it was a grant, not a loan.
It was from a grant. CIB. Yes.
Well played. Just maybe I'm the only one who doesn't know this,
$700,000.
They got $14 million.
$16 million.
Yeah. Yeah. What's our square footage
of the building?
Yeah.
9,930,000 square feet.
That is so cheap.
We're not building. No, that's our existing building. We're just remodeling the inside and adding a storage building that matches the building behind of about 300 square feet.
I'm not impressed.
But for what we're getting on there, it's a good deal for what we're getting. The reason we were less than 10,000 square feet when we built the building is that we didn't want to put a sprinkler system in at the time because we couldn't afford to do the project.
But now they're making
here's the sad thing is we built the building in 2001. We moved in 2002, 20 years ago. The building was built for $891,000, and that included the land by K Traveler Development. But then we found out later that K Traveler donated the land as part of the project because he said that this agency does so much good for the people in this area. He was doing that for John Williams, and he's to be commended for that. He just recently passed away, K Traveler, and that was his donation to this organization. So, and that's a sign that this organization does good things.
Yeah, that's really neat. Unless there's further discussion, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion is, or meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Now let's be that.